Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Thought for the Day for today. My name's Charlie Newcombe, and I'm the minister of Christ Church Huntingdon, which meets at St. Peter's School. According to the Hunts Post last week, the number of drug and alcohol-related deaths in the area has risen to 32 last year, compared to roughly half of that a number of years ago. Though it's a great place to live, nevertheless, like many areas of the country, there are some drug problems. Teenagers getting drawn into running drugs to get hold of some nice trainers. Middle-class villages snowing with cocaine, as one local doctor was recently told. Several cannabis factories having been raided, and a big thank you to the local police for that. And as we know, tragically, a local drug-related murder last year. So I'm sorry to start the day with such a cheery subject. Am I here this morning just to give the just say no message? Well, while I think there's a place for that kind of zero tolerance approach to drugs, I don't think that works. Actually, I'd like to start at a rather surprising place. And that is to say that there's an addict in all of us. What? Says the middle-class granny who's never touched anything harder than a glass of Merlot in all her life. All of us addicts. Yes, I think I want to say that all of us have addictive personalities. All of us find it hard to say no to something. It doesn't have to be an illegal substance at a party. It may just be a flutter on the bookies or a compulsion to check our Instagram profile or our Facebook page to see how many likes we get. Maybe the need to have a glass of wine at the end of the working day or just one more game of Fortnite. We can be addicted to very down-to-earth and seemingly harmless things like TV, food, and technology. Do you know that our phones are designed with those little red numbers showing the messages that are there to be checked in such a way that there's a little endorphin rush that comes every time we click so that we want to come back for more? If you don't believe me, just try going without technology for a week. I wonder if you agree that there's an addict in all of us. I'm addicted to people's approval. I love it when people say, "Good sermon, Vicar," or they thank me for helping them with some situation. I guess like most of us, I want people to like me. And there's a kind of tiny adrenaline rush that makes me feel good about myself and wants to come back for more. Now, in one sense, there's nothing wrong with that, but if I'm not careful, I can subtly change my message from what people need to hear to what they want to hear. And then I might bottle out of saying the hard or unpopular things that sometimes need to be said. So I do think there's an addict in all of us. You see, it's no good pointing the finger at a certain sector of society, looking at other people's problems, when there's three fingers pointing back at ourselves, because there's an addict in all of us. Now, there's no doubt that drugs are dangerous, and you only need to look at the BBC website to hear the story of Jackie from Fife, who lost her sister, her dad, her mother, her brother, and then her other sister to drug-related deaths within a few years. And she said it was like a fire ripping through her family. But actually, all addictions can be dangerous. Even small addictions can affect our relationships. We start ignoring those around us because we're so focused on what we want to be doing. So they can affect our relationships with other people and certainly with God, because they put me at the centre rather than the wonderful, good Creator God who made us and who loves us. And I guess the biggest addiction we all have is to selfishness, having to have our own way. And it's a sad and it's a messy situation. But that's why the Christian faith found in the Bible is such good news. Jesus said, speaking about himself, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Jesus gets to the root of all our problems. He deals with the root issues that cause us to want to escape into addictions. He helps us to face reality so that we don't need something to numb the pain. He forgives our sin so that all of the past is dealt with and we don't have to escape into a fantasy world. So next time you just have to do something or have something, why not turn for help to the one who can set us free? For if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And if we as a church can help in any way, just get in touch. Thanks for listening and have a great day.